North Korea will be sending a delegation to next month's Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang in South Korea, officials from both countries said after their first formal meeting in 2 years today. We'll hear about that elsewhere in the show. But what else can we expect when the Olympics begin February 9th? Ticket sales have been slow because of tensions over the North's missile test. Maybe that will change now that the North is going, as is Sports Illustrated's Richard Dimack, who joins us now for a quick preview. Richard, tell us more about Pyeongchang, about 100 miles east of Seoul, which hosted the Summer Olympics 30 years ago. Pyeongchang is in the mountains.
It's both in the mountains and at a coastal site. So as the case with many Winter Olympics, there are really two games. There's the mountain games and the city games. The city games are the indoor venues, ice skating, figure skating, speed skating, that is, hockey, curling. And then the mountains host the ski events and some of the extreme sports like snowboarding and things like that.
And what are some of the new sports that have been added this year? We're, frankly, very excited about mixed doubles curling.
Are you? Okay. Well, as if curling couldn't get more excited, they've added mixed doubles curling with two players, one man, one woman, on each team. Then there's speed skating mass start, which is a long track speed skating event as opposed to the short track you've seen.
Is that what it sounds like? Everybody just huddles together at the start and the gun goes off and they go?
Pretty much. It's 16 laps around the speed skating oval. There are points awarded throughout the race for sprints that occur during the race itself. The first three athletes who cross the finish line win the medals. It's a bit of a free-for-all.
Yeah.
A bit of a roller derby. Now, it's a little more controlled than that, but it is entertaining, I think, especially when you consider that speed skating is often two athletes on the oval at the same time, and you rarely are they in the same frame at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be wild.
Okay, so we'll look for that. And, of course, big air snowboarding.
Right. Big air snowboarding is the venue in Korea is the highest big air ramp in the world, and it's really just what it sounds like. There's a men's event and a women's event, and they try to get as much air as possible and do various maneuvers and acrobatics on the way down. Some of the same names who compete in some of the other snowboard events compete in this. The Canadians are very strong. The Austrian women are very good, too. You know, they've just added another snowboard event.
Look, talk about some of the controversies. Russia won the most medals in the Sochi Games, but they're out of these games because of the country's government-backed systematic doping scandal. But Russian athletes can attend. They just don't have the Russian flag. They go under a separate flag. It's not government-sponsored trip. But will they? I mean, what does the country want? Do they want their athletes to go?
There are going to be a lot of Russian athletes there. Mm. Their team is not diminished particularly, which has a lot of people upset. The official delegation has been punished to some extent, right? They're not marching in under a Russian flag. But Russian athletes are going to participate and they're going to win medals. And no, they will not play the Russian anthem when they stand on the podium. You know, it's a compromise without real consequences, I think.
Oh, okay. And what about the NHL?
So the NHL has decided not to participate this year. They may or may not return for the Beijing Winter Olympics in 4 years.
It had something to do with anger at the International Olympic Committee for not picking up some of the payments?
Well, there are various rationales, but the fact is that NHL owners don't really want empty arenas for a month. They don't want their players risking injury for a month, and they get very little out of that, right? If you ask the players, they would say, of course we want to play. So the only people who really don't want them competing are the NHL owners.
So a player can't go. I mean, a National Hockey League player can't go unless their owners say they can. I mean, so will there be no NHL players there?
That is correct. There will be
ridiculous.
No players under contract to an NHL team there. So there are former NHL players. There will be players who play in the KHL, the Russian league, who once played in the NHL. They'll be there. Some minor league players who are not under contract to NHL teams, if there are any, I suppose could play. There will be college players there competing for the U.S. and I suppose other countries too. But there will not be NHL players there.
And no Bob Costas, broadcasting for NBC. I don't know what I'm going to do. He's done it for years.
Right. You know, NBC has a deep bench. I think this year everything is available live at NBC in one way or another, either streamed or over the air on whatever of the multiple networks they have. So those who want to watch the games live will be able to do it this year.
Without Bob Costas or Matt Lauer, for that matter, is the thinking that South Korea is ready?
Oh, they're ready. That has been a concern in games past, but it is not a concern of these games. Readiness, venues, you know, housing being ready, that sort of thing that was an issue in Sochi is not a concern this time.
Yeah. Richard Dimack, senior editor at Sports Illustrated. Lucky him. He's going to be going to the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Richard, thanks so much for a preview.
Oh, you're very welcome.